That means it's time for Mike Causey. Morning, Mike. How are you this morning? Why is this not answering? There it is. Now it's on hold. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
My buttons here were doing weird things. They put you on hold and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm too old to understand all this stuff now. So now, let's go to sports.
All right.
Where do you want to start?
What do you think?
The Yankees.
No, screw the Yankees. Basketball.
Okay, I thought you were going to talk. You're going to dump on the Skankies, as you like to do every once in a while. When the judge told Major League Baseball told Aaron Judge, he can't, even if he was kidding around, recruit Manny Machado. They told him it was against the rules.
You keep.
Hello. You there?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
I keep.
Your phone's cutting off. Huh.
I thought it was you playing some kind of crazy music or something.
No. Bizarre. You're still there, right?
Oh.
Nice.
I hear you.
Yeah, you get cut off every once in a while. That's bizarre. Well, anyways, go with what you're going to go with.
What were you saying about Judge?
Judge the other day, kidding. He was kind of just in conversation, said it was great to have Manny Machado.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Major League Baseball said you can't do that. Even if you're kidding around, that's considered recruiting.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
But you know, out and say it to the newspapers or whoever, you can't be stupid about it. You know, and did a stupid, so like, can't do it.
All right. All right. So now, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go in basketball?
Can you hear me?
Your phone keeps cutting out. Why don't you call me back? All right. Well, that's bizarre. 1, 2, 3. That works. That's bizarre. I'll try this again. No, it keeps going into some sort of weird pattern here.
I don't know if it's my phone or you.
I think it's me, but we'll see what happens now.
All right, let's try. Big upset last night. The NCAA conspiracy, the screw Kentucky button, got kicked. Buffalo beat Arizona yesterday. Not only did they beat them, they destroyed them. So Buffalo beat Arizona, who was picked by the so-called experts to go pretty far in here, by 21 points last night. So a 13 beat a 4 there yesterday. And Miami also got knocked off yesterday by Loyola of Chicago. So, you know, you hear the strength of this and the strength of that. Well, the Pac-12 is done. They're completely out already. No representatives from the Pac-12 are still left. And the mighty ACC, they lost a few representatives yesterday, too. So, you know, the only thing that you could say about the experts of the NCAA tournament is that they don't know anything themselves.
And after Arizona lost, their top duo said they're going to declare for the NBA draft.
Well, they were going win or lose.
Yeah.
And leave the dust behind them with the conspiracies and the troubles that Arizona's going to have for years to come. So, goodbye, Arizona. Kentucky, they beat Davidson last night. The score was a 5-point spread at the end, but the score should have been a lot bigger than that. And the best part about this whole thing with Kentucky beating Davidson, they didn't score a 3-pointer. It's the first time in I don't know how many games that Kentucky didn't score a 3-pointer. And to score 78 points the conventional way, that's a lot of scoring for Kentucky. So now Kentucky lines up against Buffalo, and we'll see how that plays out.
Right, Buffalo. Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Buffalo laid a beating yesterday on Arizona.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, it was a different type of play. What they did was Arizona went to use their two big guys, and Buffalo went in a big man-to-man with three guards who can shoot, and Arizona couldn't cover them. And the coach of Arizona never left his game plan, never tried anything. It's like a building's on fire and your fire truck has gasoline in the tank instead of water, and you keep pouring gasoline on it because it's coming out of a fire truck. He didn't adapt to the situation, and Buffalo got spanked.
All right.
Well, not Buffalo got spanked. Buffalo laid a spanking on Arizona.
All right.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Well, anyways, hey, how about Tiger Woods, huh?
What happens? He's selling Seabiscuit or something?
No, he's only three shots back after the first round of the Arnold Palmer.
Well, let me know if he's three strokes ahead on after Sunday. Thursday don't mean he could still miss the cut. It doesn't matter what he did yesterday, unless he went out to a 12-stroke lead.
I'm just saying he's not done yet. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Did he win anything yet?
What?
Did he win anything yet?
No.
Well, there you go. I mean, golf has 87 guys playing in every tournament. There's one winner. So if he wins something, then you could start talking about him being close to being back. But right now, he's still old for what, 5 or 6 years?
4 or 4 years, yeah.
He has as many PGA wins as David Wright has home runs in the last 4 years.
All right.
Zero.
All right.
Bye, Tiger.
All right. So now, you want to go to the right horse racing?
Of course.
All right. Well, let's go.
All right. One race this weekend at Oaklawn, the Rebel Grade 2, mile and 16th on the made track. A lot of big jockeys going out there, and Turfway tomorrow for some big races. The Rebel is a $900,000 race. It's the prep for the Arkansas Derby, which is about 3 or 4 weeks down the road. This draws 11 horses. Bob Baffert's going to have a big favorite in here, Solomini. This horse couldn't beat Bolt D'Oro last year and couldn't beat McKenzie in December. Those two horses ran last week at Santa Anita and dead-heated. McKenzie had no excuse in the dead heat and also got disqualified for interfering with Bolt D'Oro, who got lucky in the race, got a little interfered with on the turn and still took the lead, but couldn't draw away from this horse. Maybe Bolt D'Oro had a little bit of an excuse for having a layoff, but neither one of those horses impressed me. So why should Solomini impress me, which he doesn't? Two horses I'm looking at in here. One is the four-horse Magnum Moon, trained by Todd Pletcher. This horse is 2 for 2 lifetime. Only win in a maiden special and an optional 75 claimer at Tampa, but ran a pretty good race time down at Tampa and is working out very well at Palm Beach Downs. I'm going to use Magnum Moon in the Rebel tomorrow at Oaklawn, which is about 7 o'clock our time tomorrow night. But my top pick is going to be the two-horse, Curlin's Honor. This horse is 2 for 2, never been further than 6 furlongs, has 2 very, very good works coming out of the fairgrounds, even though they're only 4 furlongs. He's bred to go the distance, and I think this horse can go the distance. The fairgrounds horses have been shipping out of Louisiana and winning races elsewhere, and I think the 12-to-1 morning line on Curlin's Honor is a very good play for this horse. So in the 10th at Oaklawn tomorrow, my top pick's going to be the 2, Curlin's Honor, followed up by the 4, Magnum Moon. Now going to Kentucky at Turfway Park on the Poly Track. The 7th race is an undercard 3-year-old stake, the Rushaway, for late bloomers trying to get into the Derby. A couple horses I'm looking in here, the 6, Road to Damascus. This horse has a win at Turfway at Tampa Bay. Ran in the Southwest, ran terrible, but I'm going to chalk that up to the muddy surface being a problem for him there. Van Dyke picks up the mount for Pletcher. This horse is bred very good, 6-to-1 morning line. I'm willing to give this horse another chance. Another horse I'm willing to give a chance to is the 2-horse Violent Storm. Has been running good on the turf. And like I said, this is poly track. This isn't dirt, so turf horses can transpose their form onto this. I'm going to use the 2 Violent Storm, but my top pick's going to be the 1-horse Oscar Blues at 5-to-1 for Ken McPeak. If you go back to the Keeneland race in October, this horse ran 3rd, got beat by 7 as the favorite, just a little bit shy of 1.5-to-1 in that race. But if you look at the horse that won the race, the name of the horse is Quip. Quip won the Tampa Bay Derby last weekend. Oscar Blues came back out of that Quip race and ran at Churchill Downs in a one-turn mile. I think this horse is better suited to go 2 turns. Quip won last week. I think Oscar Blues has a big chance to win this week. So in the Rushaway, my top pick is the 1, Oscar Blues, with the 2 Violent Storm and 6 Road to Damascus underneath it. a whole bunch of other races at Turfway Park to go to, but we're going to stay with the three-year-olds. The ninth race is the Bourbonnet Oaks. This is for three-year-old fillies. And like I said, this is poly track, so look for turf horses here. Two horses I like. One is the two, Constellita. This horse ran a very nice race, closing big time at Golden Gate. I'm going to use this horse, the three, Queen's Fate. Very well on the turf at Keeneland and the poly track up at Woodbine. 8-1 for Mike Maker. This horse, I believe, is a must-use in the two-turn, 1 mile race at Turfway. But my top pick is going to be the 10, Bet She Wins, trained by Chris Block. This horse also ran very good on the turf and the poly track at Oak Lawn Park. Ran in the Alcibiades at Gulfstream Park, Fall Stars weekend last fall. Had a lot of trouble in the beginning of that race and just ran an even race. This horse went down to Tampa, trained all winter, and is coming off the shelf to run in this race. Chris Block's not going to embarrass himself. This horse has talent, and I think she'll show it tomorrow. So she's going to be my top pick in the Bourbonnet Oaks. And like I said, so we're going to go with the 10, Bet She Wins, the 2, and the 3 to round out the exacta. And then their big race is the 10th race tomorrow. It's the Jeff Ruby Stakes. This is a prep for the Kentucky Derby, folks. A couple horses in here. The 7 has it. This horse is another horse for Pletcher coming from Tampa Bay. Van Dyke picks up the mount. This horse ran good at everywhere except Del Mar and the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, so you can give this horse a pass for that. The 3 horse ran very, very well up north of the border for Michael Dickinson. This horse won the Gray, which was a Grade 2 stake for two-year-olds, won by 2.5 on the poly track, so here's a must-use there, too. But my top pick's going to be the 11, Ride a Comet for Mark Case. Won on the turf last time out down at Fairgrounds. This horse is by Candy Ride out of Appealing Zophie. Appealing Zophie was a synthetic track freak. I remember that because I made a few ducats on her. Horse is training very well down at the Fairgrounds. Has an outside post. This horse can sit and pounce on the 1 1/8 mile track. I like Ride a Comet a lot tomorrow in the Jeff Ruby Stakes. So 11 Ride a Comet on top with the 7 has it, and the 3 Archilegos.